The Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has revealed that her 21-year-old son is addicted to ice. Senator Lambie spoke about her child's drug problem while explaining why she wouldn't support government plans to cut psychiatric patients accused of serious crimes off their welfare payments. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The Tasmanian Independent Senator Jackie Lambie won't be supporting the government's welfare reforms, and there's a very personal reason why.
I have to say that in Tasmania we have a massive ice problem down there. I'm a Senator of Australia and I have a 21-year-old son that has a problem with ice. And yet even with my title, I have no control over my son. I can't involuntary detox my own son. Because I'm not talking to my son anymore, I'm now talking to a drug. And I can tell you, I'm not the only parent out there, there is thousands of us.
Senator Lambie wants detox to be used as a first, not a last resort. And she wants to give parents the power to force their ice-addicted children to have treatment.
Because the way this ice is affecting these kids is phenomenal, and it is a very, very bad result. These kids will have three or four choices in their life. Okay, they will either end up on a slab, they will end up in these mental institutions, they will end up killing somebody else because of their actions because they don't have control of the drug. And this is where this society is heading. And we're sitting here and we're not doing anything about it.
Another parent whose child is addicted to ice is the Police Minister of the Northern Territory, Peter Chandler. He says his son has stolen from the family, including taking and selling his wife's wedding ring.
I can empathise with people that have gone through the same thing. So I'll work as hard as I possibly can, with the Ministry of Police, Fire and Emergency Services, with the Ministry of Education, to look at the best way that we can deal with what is a tragic and horrible epidemic, if you like, on our society.
Down in Jackie Lambie's home state, the Tasmanian government is putting almost $5 million into new drug and alcohol detox beds. One of the clinics that is putting in a tender for some of the new beds is Serenity House in Burnie. The Lambies live in Burnie and they are just one of many local families affected by ice. The supervisor of Serenity House, Jeanette Jensen, says the spike of ice use in Burnie means she has a 3-week waiting list for the 5 beds they currently have.
The actual physical detox is not so bad. It's on a par with other drugs. It can be anywhere from 3 days to a couple of weeks for the physical detox. You feel like you've got the flu and, everybody has different symptoms. But the psychological detox is something like 18 months to 2 years.
The CEO of Rural Health Tasmania, Robert Waterman, says ice isn't just a regional problem, it's also in the cities. He just got back from New South Wales, where a rehab clinic with 80 beds was almost full of ice addicts.
They only had 3 people on the property for alcohol use, and about 83% of the residents there were there for methamphetamine ice use. And the Aboriginal elders in that community were saying that they were quite concerned because they were worried that ice was going to become the new alcohol.
He says detox isn't the only answer, and that Australia needs to develop a holistic program to combat ice.
Felicity Ogilvie.